All right, thank you very much, Brent. As the Panthers get set to take on Grand Valley in this second half of play, ODU will start the second half with the football. Next Saturday night will come your way from Jack Britt Memorial Stadium in Painesville, where the Lake Erie Storm call home. And we'll be back on the road for another night game, 7 p.m. kick next week against the Lake Erie Storm. And we'll have it for you starting at 6:30 Thursday night. Another episode? I don't know what to call it. Latest edition of the Inside Panthers football show from Buffalo Wild Wings will come your way Thursday night, 7 o'clock in Gahanna. Hopefully you can join us out there or join us online and catch the show.
I had fun this year out there at the corners of Morrison Cherry Bottom Road, and we get there a little early and set up and have a bite to eat. And, of course, the NFL has those Thursday night games, so they have a pretty good NFL crowd there every week. And it's been fun this season doing it out there.
Justin Davis and David Turner are standing back near the 10 and goal line to receive Joel Skipper's kickoff that is coming right now. 17-0 Grand Valley. And another kickoff that'll drive Turner a couple of yards deep. He's going to bring it out. Out to the 10-yard line near side, and he's upended at the 16-yard line. So Panthers will lose about 10 yards in field position by bringing it out of the end zone. All right, let's see now how the Panthers can do things here offensively. Really, when it comes down to it, as I was thinking back to that first half, Parker, when the Lakers started to get some pressure on Grant Russell and the pockets were collapsing a lot quicker than they had been, that's when things started to go a little south for ODU in that second quarter. So let's see if they can protect here a little bit better in this second half, trailing 17-0. Grant will look to throw on first down and 10 over the middle for Turner, but he threw it behind him. There's also a flag down thrown by the umpire here. So we'll get the call on that in a moment, but Grant kind of threw a dart right into the turf that time. And it looks like this is going against Grand Valley.
Personal foul, hands to the face, 90, defense, 15-yard penalty, first down.
We'll take it.
I knew it wasn't offensive holding. That doesn't exist in the GLIAC. So a 15-yard penalty will advance the football to the 32-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10.
Penalty on defensive tackle Mark Rosenquist, 6'4", 300-pound senior out of Lake Forest, Illinois.
First and 10. Sounds like a great place. Three receivers to the left. Grant's going to play action. Throws out there, and it's caught. But what a play made out there in the secondary by Devin McKissick, fighting through a block. He somehow tackled Turner as he caught the football for a loss of 4.
I think Turner was kind of playing defense on that to make sure that McKissick wasn't going to intercept it.
I think it was Dar Stanford,
actually.
Yeah. Dar Stanford made the catch.
Yeah.
So second down and a loss of 4. So the Panthers going left to right here in this third quarter. Grant Russell will take the snap, looks to his left, fake pump. Now comes back to the right for Stanford at the 31, only going to get 2 yards. So a completed pass, but almost no gain. Marquez Goldman, who offensive coordinator Zach Bruni said back on Thursday was one of the best football players he's ever seen on film, made the tackle. He gets the yardage back. They gave him forward progress to the 32, so it'll be third and 10, a minute into our third quarter. And after getting a first down via a penalty, they got to come up with a play here. Petrella and Stanford left. Contini and Turner over here to the near side. Justin Davis will be in there as a blocking back for Grant Russell.
Panthers converted 3 third down conversions in the first half.
And Russell with time and now hit from behind and dropped at the 34-yard line. And again, it comes down to the secondary, Matt. They're making plays in the secondary and not giving Grant any place to throw the football. And against this defensive front, that's a recipe for disaster. Won't go as a sack. It'll be a 2-yard pickup for Russell. But the Panthers do not get a first down. And Justin Bonchek will have to come on and do the punting here. And Matt Williams is back at his own 25 to receive.
Now that secondary and that coverage is opening things up for that big defensive line and those linebackers for Grand Valley. Getting good pressure, had 3 sacks in the first half as Bonchek hits the punt off.
Short one this time that Williams runs up on and then watches it bounce, and the Panthers down it at the 45-yard line. Only a 21-yard kick that time into the wind. Long snapper Aaron Stevens was the one to tap it down, and Grand Valley State, with all the momentum at the end of the first half, they get a quick stop here on defense, and now they'll go on offense with great starting field position. So it'll be first down at the 45. Bart Williams will come out with Terrell Dorsey at the running back position. Brandon Bean and Erston Smith are to the right. And over here to the near side, it'll be Nick Dotson on first down and 10 for the number two ranked team in the country, Grand Valley State. First down for Bart Williams, turns and gets to Dorsey. Right up into the hole, Demetrius Farmer's got a hold of him. And a gain of about three on first down out near the 48-yard line. And the defensive line had a great first half for ODU. Demetrius Farmer, who's averaging seven tackles a game, which at defensive tackle, that is a bunch of tackles. Four and a half tackles for loss. The redshirt junior out of Dover, playing in his 17th game for ODU, will make the stop right there. Second down, they'll actually bring the ball back to the 47. So it is second down and eight for the Lakers. Dorsey stays out there at running back. They'll work out of the pistol. Bart Williams will look to throw. Pressured, will throw it over here to the left-hand side, and it's out of bounds over the head of O'Shea Jackson. Nick Dodson was the intended receiver, and it'll be third down and long. And, boy, when the Panthers were having success in the first half, Matt, it was a lot of third and eight for the Lakers.
And I think the key to that is that they kind of held them in check in the rushing game. Panthers actually outgained the Lakers in the first half when it comes to the ground game, holding the Lakers to only 27 rushing yards. And this is a team that is averaging 319 per game. So nice job in that department for the defense.
Williams will sweep it to Carter, going to the right-hand side. They've got him strung out. He now cuts it upfield, but he's out of bounds. Back near midfield-ish, 48 actually of ODU, short of the first down. Trey McIntyre was able to get out there and string that play out. That's the second time we've seen them on third and long stay on the ground with Carter to try and cross up the Panthers. They do not do so, and ODU will get a stop. It will be a three and out for Grand Valley State. Back to punt will be Dan Madden.
Dimmerling's out there again to receive, with Billy Aikens still sidelined after that injury. I'm not quite sure what it was, but on the opening kickoff, he got a little dinged up.
Knee-high snap fielded by Madden. He will hang it into the air. Gus Dimmerling will fair catch it at the 11-yard line. So the Panther defense gets a stop. It'll be Ohio Dominican football trailing 17 to nothing with 11:25 to play here in the first half as they will put the ball down at the 13-yard line. I can guarantee you 5 weeks ago, Gus Dimmerling never thought in his wildest imagination he'd be fair catching punts against Grand Valley State.
Well, he was one of those guys we were chatting with Cameron Cole and Grant Russell about on Inside Panthers Football on Thursday night, and he actually came in and was on the depth chart at quarterback, and just an all-around athlete out there, and out there fielding punts now.
First and 10, our first look at Asaias Chapman at running back today, and he's going to get the carry. And same result, lowers his head into a big pile of white jerseys, and a gain of maybe a yard on first down for Asaias Chapman, redshirt sophomore out of Waverly Hall, Georgia, playing in his 16th game for Ohio Dominican. 35 carries, 140 yards on the season for Asaias Chapman, no gain. Second down and 10. Stevens, Contini, and Zar Sanford will be over here to the near side, and David Turner will be to the left on second down and 10. Grant takes it, swings it over here to Contini, caught it at the 10, turns upfield to the 15, and on the little wide receiver screen, he'll make his way out near the 16-yard line. Gain of only three on the play. It'll be third down and 7 now for Ohio Dominican. Lakers make some changes defensively. They'll take out a defensive lineman and a linebacker, bring in two more guys in the secondary because they have been able to get pressure on the quarterback without really any added defensive guys up front. And so now that offensive line has got a block here on third down. The Panthers desperately need a first down. They would have to get to the 23 here. Sanford and Contini are left. There are two receivers over here to the near side. On third down and seven, Grant Russell takes the snap, steps up, hit as he throws, low for Aaron Stevens, who caught it. He's over the 25, and it's a first down for ODU. Grant hung in there as he got leveled, and Aaron Stevens made a catch right on the top of the turf, and that's a huge play for Aaron Stevens and ODU.
For Aaron, his sixth catch on the season. I always like it when they got to get the tight end involved, and for Grant, man, he took a lick there. It was Sydney Omame coming off that far side edge unblocked, but Grant was able to stay composed there in the pocket and get the ball off to Aaron for the first down.
First down and 10, football out near the 27-yard line. Grant to throw again, zings one over the middle for Dar Stanford, and it's incomplete. Defender was draped all over him that time, Kalen Dunham, as he went right over the top out of Canton, Michigan. It'll be second down and 10. And plenty of officials in the stands were looking for the yellow hanky to come out. But, again, much like offensive holding, it's got to be pretty significant to get a pass interference call made as well. Second down and 10, football at the 27-yard line. Again, a four-wide receiver look as the Panthers get right to the line of scrimmage. And Grand Valley jumps offside. Free play for ODU, but this free play is going to be a sack by Alton Boff, who body slams Russell to the ground at the 15-yard line. Well, that is a big dude, Alton Boff, 6'3", 240. Yeah, they had Matt Judon at defensive end a year ago. That guy is playing in the NFL now.
Yep.
Offside, three, defense, 5 yards,
penalty,
second down.
Boss standing in at 6'3", 240 pounds. He's a senior, and I'll tell you, I won't miss him at all. I mean, he's graduating, and we're moving conferences, and he was one of those players last year. It seemed like every week when we were doing the GLIAC update during our podcast, we were mentioning his name.
Second down and 5 for Grand Valley State, or for Ohio Dominican, I should say, after that penalty. Hand off to Chapman. Nice little run this time. That'll be 4 yards, close to the first down marker. So it'll be third down and 1 for the Ohio Dominican offense now, as Aaron Stevens will replace Jacob Mercier in the lineup. Justin Davis will come out and replace Asaias Chapman. What will be a third down and 1 play coming up for ODU. 6 minutes have elapsed here in this third quarter. And the Panthers still trail 17 to nothing. Davis will line up to the left of Russell. On third down, it's Davis straight up the middle. First down, and almost broke a tackle. He's to the 41, gain of 5, and a first down for the Panthers. And Davis is slow in getting up. Chapman coming back into the lineup, and I'm not even sure what that could be. Justin was an arm tackle away there from breaking that for a big gainer, and now he can't even get up.
Maybe he got kind of hit by the side and fell on his side, so
he kind of grabbed the back of his leg.
Yeah.
On the right leg, and
he's cramping up a little.
I don't know.
He's jogging off the field, so that's good.
So a good run for Justin Davis will give the Panthers a first down to the 41-yard line. The Panthers' second possession here in the second half. Trying to get something stirred here on offense. They need a big play.
Yeah.
Something with a big chunk of yards here from their own 41-yard line. Almost an offset eye to the left. Russell with a hard count. Nobody moves. Now takes the snap. Play action pass. Going to try and get downfield and throws behind Tentini. And Grant again is going to have to pick himself up off the ground as David Talley, linebacker, came through and hit him just as he threw the football. Easy to understand why that pass was behind receiver Corey Contini. Second down and 10 now coming up for Ohio Dominican. All at their own 41, moving left to right here in this third period. Grant again with a hard count. Now we'll take the snap, gives to Chapman, sweeps right. 40, 45 to midfield. First down, Panthers at the Grand Valley 47-yard line. And that'll be an 11-yard run for Asaias Chapman and a first down. Outside of the fake punt run by Cameron Moore, longest run from scrimmage today for the Panthers.
And that's what we were really focusing on here coming into this game, is that they really needed to establish something on the ground. And Asaias Chapman, seeing his first action here in the second half, is kind of giving that little bit of a spark.
First and 10 at the 48-yard line. Four wide receivers for Grant Russell. Chapman to his right. Grant will take a belt high snap. Steps up, throw near side. Mercier to catch. 45 ahead to the 40 and down to the Grand Valley State 37 yard line. 11 more on the catch by 5'7", 140-pound Jacob Mercier out of Columbus Bishop Hartley. The Panthers move the chains, trailing 17-0. And quickly back to the line, and Grant's going to keep on his own read with room, and he lowers his shoulder and barrels his way to the 25-yard line. That's 12 yards for Grant Russell, and another Panther first down, and the highest tempo we've seen from the offense today.
A little bit of momentum here. Panthers feeling a rhythm here on offense.
They got to figure out a way to get it into the end zone now. First down and 10. Two receivers to either side. Russell takes the shotgun snap with time. Now looks to make the move to his left. He's got Contini wide open at the 5-yard line. Dives to the pylon and he's hit for an ODU score. Now there's a penalty marker down at the 7-yard line. I think it's coming back.
Oh, man.
Let's wait and see here. Maybe not.
Maybe Cantini pushed off the defender that's right in that area.
Well, the point after unit's still out there. The offense is coming off the field. The way Grant reacted, I thought it was going to be against the Panthers, but apparently not. Maybe a celebration call?
Touchdown is good. Unfortunately, I found number 4 on the offense fighting the ball. That is his first UNF. The penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
So apparently Corey Contini spiked the football.
I'm all right with that.
Well, that's 15 going against the kickoff, though. Let's see how you feel about it after the kickoff. One after coming up from Justin Bonchek. 8-for-8 on the season. Aaron Stevens snaps it. Austin Erk, backup quarterback, does the holding for Ohio Dominican. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 7-12 to play, third quarter, new score. Grand Valley State 17, Ohio Dominican 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Score update in the GLIAC. Saginaw Valley still trailing Michigan Tech 8:54 in the second quarter to play 6-0. 8:45 in the second quarter. Lake Erie is down to Northwood 27-7. Ashland is trailing Tiffin early on 7:10 first quarter 6-0. Ohio Dominican down by 10. Let's go back out to Matt and Todd.
All right, thank you very much, Brent. 7-12 to play here in the third quarter, 17-7, Panthers trail.
Panthers finally on the board. Corey Cantini, 25-yard touchdown reception from Grant Russell. The Justin Bonchek point after was good. 17-7 in favor of the Lakers. That drive went 11 plays, 87 yards in 4 minutes and 13 seconds.
And Lufkin will take the kickoff and returns it out to the 35-yard line where Brian Hunter will collar him right there. Well, not too bad. Ball comes out over the 35 where Grand Valley will take over first down and 10. Bottom line is Panthers can't allow any more points today. So it almost doesn't matter where Grand Valley gets it. The defense has got to make plays to get the ball back. Can you get a turnover? Stump three and out. You got the momentum now on the offense after the touchdown pass by Russell, his sixth of the season, and for Corey Contini, touchdown reception number 3. And the Grand Valley offense will come out onto the field here. First down and 10, and they will scrimmage from their own 37.
Boy, that touchdown really changed the complexion of this one right now. And
three receivers right. They'll hand it off to Carter. Up the middle, over the 40. Stays on his feet, broke a tackle. He's down the left sideline, 30, and out of bounds at the 25. Not only do you not get a three and out or a turnover, Marty Carter hits his first big one of the day.
Yeah, we knew he coming in, he was capable of those big plays and those big runs. Has had a few long touchdown runs this season. including a 79-yarder, a 63-yarder, and a 68-yarder. So, to use a baseball term, he could be the big home run hitter for this offense.
He has the second longest run in the GLIAC this year at 79 yards. That one carries it from 135 to the Panther 27. Carter's still out there. Play action pass. Throw down to the right side, and it's Matt Williams, and the pass is incomplete, but penalty markers are down in the end zone. And Dwayne Gordon Jr., who was doing everything he could to stay with Matt Williams, is going to get tagged here. So that's going to be a 15-yarder and take it down inside the 15-yard line.
Pass interference, 10, defense, 15-yard penalty, first down.
And just like that, two big plays now for Grand Valley State. And with 6:34 to play here in the third quarter, after the Panthers had just gotten into the end zone, all of a sudden in two plays, Grand Valley has the ball at the Panther 12. And now you've got to try and figure out a way to hold him to a three-point try here.
So the Panthers' sixth penalty on the afternoon.
Let's go, defense! Get the ball!
Not doing themselves any favors in that regard.
Well, the Panthers were one of the least penalized teams in the GLIAC coming in. Only 10 penalties in four games coming in. I think the officials are trying to get together. They may say this is half the distance rather than the full 15. They're talking about where the ball should be spotted right now. And so they end up putting it down kind of where they had it. It's 12. So first down now for Grand Valley State. Marty Carter in the backfield. Ball near side hash mark. Two receivers to the right. Bart Williams hands to Carter up the middle with a hole. And he's inside the 10 to the 5. O'Shea Jackson is there to help make the stop for Ohio Dominican. Marty Carter with a little downhill run. Gain of 7. It'll be second down and 3 from the 5-yard line. Offensively for Grand Valley State, they've only scored 3 touchdowns in the third quarter this year, but they've had so many games decided by halftime that it hasn't mattered. And now Ali Ajami, their backup quarterback, is out there, and he's a running guy, and he's going to run it over here to the left, but the Panthers are right there. Brian Hunter said, nope, I got my eye on you, Ollie, and that'll be a loss back to the 6-yard line. And it'll be third down and 4 now from the 6, as Ajami, a junior out of Dearborn, will check out, and Bart Williams is back out there.
Ajami always a threat when he's out there on the field, has 4 rushing touchdowns on the season.
Big play coming up. Hurston Smith over here to the near side. Matt Williams to the far side with Dwayne Gordon on him. Carter's in the backfield. They go big to the left. They give it to Carter. Sweeping left. Hit at the 5. Falls forward to the 3. And is right at the first down marker. It'll depend on the spot whether or not he got it. Officials say it'll be fourth down, but it's going to be fourth and less than a yard. And with a 10-point lead, I would expect Grand Valley to go for it here. If you're talking about one of the best defenses in the country and you're hitting Ohio Dominican inside the 5.
Right. The offense is staying out there. Nick Dodson, wide receiver, checks in.
Matt Williams will be to the right. Again, they stay with a big formation. Deep center, Nick Kaiser, the tight ends are to the left. He'll bring Dodson in motion to the right side of the field. Fourth and 1. Carter up into the hole. He's got the first down, reaches for the end zone, and he's in for a Grand Valley State touchdown. Ross Thompson hit him in the hole, but Carter was strong enough to slide through and have the ball cross the plane of the goal line for a Laker score. And like all good teams do, they come back with an answer after the Panthers had scored to get it back down to 10. Grand Valley State has pushed the lead back out to 3 scores again and the point after coming. Joel Skipper will try this extra point. He has missed 2 this year. Good snap back. Williams puts it down, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field with 4:31 to play in the third quarter. It is now Grand Valley State 24, Ohio Dominican 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios for an update of the GLIAC scoreboard. Lake Erie is trying to close the gap against Northwood. 8:20 in the second quarter to play. Northwood on top, 27-14. Tiffin has pulled ahead by two scores with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, 14-0 over Ashland. Saginaw Valley still trailing Michigan Tech 6-0 in the second quarter. Let's go back out to Matt and Todd at Panther Stadium.
Thank you very much, Brent, as Marty Carter has made it 24-7 in favor of Lakers, Grand Valley State, 4:31 to play. Kickoff's going to sail into the end zone. Turner will take a knee. Panthers will scrimmage from the 25. Marty Carter's eighth touchdown of the year caps off a very quick drive.
Only five plays that the Lakers went 63 yards in 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Carter, the four-yard touchdown run, and Skipper with the point after. Puts Grand Valley up three scores again, 24-7 with 4:31 left in this third quarter.
And Carter had a 36-yard run on that last drive. He's got 13 rushes for 75 yards now all of a sudden on the day. Well, Panthers offense was able to muster a scoring drive on their last possession. They've got to do it again here, again trailing by 17 points. From the 25-yard line to our left, Grant Russell on first down and 10 will take the snap. He'll throw near side. Dar Stanford 30, 35, and it'll be 10 yards and a first down for ODU. So you're Grand Valley right now, and you're not going to let anything get behind you. So the Panthers are taking advantage of these little short 8, 9, 10-yard pass plays, and that's certainly helped them last possession to move downfield. And now they've got it first down and 10 at the 35-yard line. Russell again with four wide receivers. E.J. Colson in the backfield. Grant takes it, and somebody from the Panthers moves. Huh. Grand Valley, I certainly saw one of their guys jump, but apparently somebody from ODU also flinched because they would not have stopped the play if it would have been against Grand Valley State.
Full start. Pump pass. 5-yard penalty. First down.
So it'll be first down and 15 now for ODU.
They couldn't give us a number on that one either.
No. My guess is it was Robert Fargo because he's been the most demonstrative out there for ODU. And he's also the right tackle on this side, and that's where the flag came from. So I will assume that that's who it was. First and 15 Panthers now from their own 30, trailing 24-7. Grant will take the shotgun snap from Lorenz. He looks over the middle, fake pump, and then he's collared down at the 21-yard line.
How is that not a penalty?
And that is Dylan Carroll again, sophomore out of Portland, Michigan. He's made a couple of plays from behind the line of scrimmage. And the Lakers, certainly the defense knows that it's going to be pretty much passing play after passing play for ODU, but boy, they are getting through way too quickly now. And ODU is all the way back to the 23-yard line. Second down and forever. Grant on second down, hands it off to Justin Davis, 25-30. Grant's out there lead blocking, and Davis is all the way to the 40 and to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of about 17 for Justin Davis as the Panthers, with Grant Valley backpedaling there, pick up a big chunk of yards, and now they've got a chance here on third down and four. Kenny and Stanford will be the near side wide receivers. Mercier, Turner, and Aaron Stevens are left. ODU will need the 45-yard line here for a first down. Davis will line up to the right of Grant Russell, who will take the shotgun snap. Quick throw over here to the near side. Contini in the air, caught it. First down, 46-yard line. And that was not an easy catch. Dante Carey defensively was there. Corey was kind of in the air going one way and had to reach back the other to make the grab.
And David Talley coming off the edge there, putting pressure on Grant. Nice block out of the backfield by Justin Davis to give Grant a little bit of protection to get that pass off.
First down and 10 Panthers at the 46-yard line. Grand Valley State saying somebody moved. No flag thrown. Russell will look to throw over the middle. Contini caught it at the Grand Valley 41-yard line. Right in front of the defender, Marquez Dolman. And a nice throw by Grant Russell, and the Panthers have it inside Laker territory. That'll be a 13-yard pickup.
After a career-high 9 catches last week against Saginaw Valley, Corey Cantini already has 8 on the afternoon with a full quarter to go and some change.
First down and 10, football at the 40-yard line. Grant takes it, dumps it off to E.J. Colson. Ahead to the 40, 35, got a block downfield by Stanford, and he's out of bounds. Inside the 30, that'll be another 12 yards and a first down to E.J. Colson out of the backfield, who had the 31-yard touchdown reception in the fourth quarter against Saginaw Valley last week to seal the deal. The Panthers now have it first down and 10 at the 28-yard line of Grand Valley State. 1:30 to play in the third. And we're going to get a apparently movement again against Ohio Dominican. Boy, they got to tighten that up on the offensive line.
Holster, 56, offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
That's the center, Andrew Lorenz. So that'll stop the clock and make it first and 15.
Usually when that happens, it's a little motion with the ball,
right,
or something that draws the flag, but don't see that out of him very much.
First and 15, Panthers now at the 33-yard line. E.J. Colson to the left of Grant Russell. They'll hand it to him straight through the middle, and he's to the 28-yard line, so he got those 5 yards back. So it'll be second down and 10 now for Ohio Dominican. Corey Contini was out on that play. We'll check back into the lineup. Back to your point, second in the GLIAC in receptions at the start of the day. He's now got 36 on the season in 5 games and a quarter still to go. First, second down and 10 now for the Panthers. Boy, the Lakers are coming up to the line of scrimmage. It's Colson on a handoff trying to get to the outside, and he's to the 23. That'll be a gain of 5 more. It'll be third and 5 for the Panthers. And again, you're in a situation here where you're not going to try a field goal in this situation.
No.
Down by 17 points. And so they've got two plays to pick up 5 yards here, and this will very likely be the final snap of the third quarter as the clock is approaching 15 seconds to play in the third. Turner and Stevens left, Contini and Stanford right. Panthers need the 18 for a first down. Lakers are coming from the right-hand side as Russell takes the snap, goes to the back of the end zone for Contini, wide open touchdown. Dante Carey, the safety, fell down. It turned into a top fly to center field for the third out of the inning. Touchdown, Panthers.
And the second touchdown of the day for Corey Cantini on his ninth catch. Having another career day here for the Panthers.
Huge play on the final play of the third quarter. On check out for the point after. Even snaps it, Ernst puts it down, and Bonchek hits it through. After three quarters of play, here at Ohio Dominican, new score. It's Grand Valley State 24, Ohio Dominican 14. Fourth quarter action coming up after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
18 for a first down. Lakers are coming from the right-hand side as Russell takes the snap, goes to the back of the end zone for Contini. Wide open touchdown.
Brent Ford back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. Ohio Dominican trying to keep it close, 24-14. They're down to Grand Valley State. Let's go back out to Matt and Todd.
All right, thank you very much, Brent. Big scoring drive there for the Ohio Dominican Panthers after Grand Valley had answered all of a sudden what was a stalemate in the first half has all of a sudden opened up here in this third quarter.
The Panthers pull within 10 once again. Corey Cantini, the 23-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell. Justin Boncheck, point after, made it 24-14. Panthers went 9 plays for 75 yards in 4 minutes and 31 seconds. And how about Corey Cantini? 9 catches on the day, 137 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Boy, you look back at the last moments of the second quarter now.
Yeah.
But it was 7-0, and then all of a sudden it was 17-0 at half, and the Panthers are back to within 10 again. Justin Boncheck approaches the ball from right to left now, kicking with the wind. Lumpkin will field it at the 7-yard line on the right hash mark. He works his way to the left side of the field, 25-30. He's to the 40. Boncheck floating down. Tyler McCooch from behind along with Ryan Sayers made the tackle, but a big return by Lumpkin, and he's dadgum Lakers. Every time the Panthers have any kind of momentum whatsoever, they make a big play. I guess that's why they're the second-ranked team in the country, and they'll have great starting field position at their own 47.
Longest return of the season for Lumpkin. Prior to that was only 24 yards, and now he's got the Lakers sitting pretty almost at midfield.
Terrell Dorsey out there at running back here for the Lakers on first down and 10. Bart Williams to throw. He's being pressured. Steps to his left. Penalty marker is down. Throw downfield for Erston Smith. Pass is incomplete. Marquise Tyus was there with the coverage. Hey, we may get an offensive holding penalty here against the Lakers.
Holding 53. Head down, Tony. First down.
And how about this unfamiliar territory for Bart Williams? This is, I think, the first time he's played in a fourth quarter this season.
And few and far between for him. And so that 10-yard penalty will back them up, and it'll be first down and long now for Grand Valley State. Boy, Williams didn't complete a pass in the third quarter. He was 0 for 1. 14 of 23 for 214 yards now for the game. So it'll be first and 20 for Grand Valley State. Football back at their own 37-yard line. Tight end Sender comes near side. They run a little handoff to Dorsey off the left. He ran into Nick Isaac. No, I beg your pardon. Cameron Moore hitting first. Gain of about 2 out to the 39, maybe 40-yard line. So it'll bring up a second down and long. Terrell Dorsey, 5 carries for 15 yards now on the afternoon. And it'll bring up a second down and 17 now for Grand Valley State. Panthers trailing here 24-14 as the sunshine has made its way back out here at Panther Stadium. Bart Williams with Dorsey to his left will take the snap. 3 receivers to his right, steps up, throws to Dorsey out of the backfield. 45, far side 50, 45 and a first down at the Ohio Dominican 41-yard line. That is a nice play by Bart Williams. Panthers were getting pressure and he had Dorsey coming out of the backfield.
Panthers are in a prime opportunity there with...
Wait a minute. They're spotting the ball back at the 43. That would not have been a first down. I'm puzzled. We're going to do some math here. And Williams will throw to the far side. Dotson, the catch, got 2 big blocks, open field. 30, 25 to the Panther 20 and down right there. So it'll be first down and 10 now for Grand Valley State. I guess they could have said that would have been a first down because it would have been 10 yards from where the original line of scrimmage was. Nonetheless, that was a great play call there, and they got 2 key blocks, caught the Panthers being a little aggressive. And Nick Dotson, he's had a handful of catches now on the afternoon, his 5th. And the Lakers come right back, and they've got it at the Panther 20-yard line, leading by 10 with 13-18 to play here in the fourth quarter. Marty Carter back into the backfield behind Bart Williams. Now Bart will take the snap, play action, swing back left for Dotson again. 20 this time. Tyus has got a hold of his ankle and won't let go. It'll be a short gain of 4 to bring up second down. Marquise Tyus has had a busy day today for ODU. And it'll bring up a second down coming up. That was tackle number 8 on the day for Tyus.
Leading tackler in the game for the Panthers.
It was only a gain of 2, actually, so it's second down and 8. Matt Williams over here to the near sideline. Williams takes a low snap. He'll look Williams' way over here to the corner of the end zone, and it is caught. No, he dropped it. I was going to be curious to say if he was inbounds or not, because he certainly had his hands on it. When he hit the ground, the ball came out. I don't know. I'm just glad he dropped it.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a tough call for the official whether he had a foot in or not. And now a big play for the Panther defense coming up. Third down and 8 yards to go for Grand Valley.
Grand Valley only 1 of 7 on third down today.
Man.
So the Panthers have done pretty good in that respect. It's just that Grand Valley's getting a whole bunch of first downs on first and second down.
They'll need the 10 for a first. Williams takes the snap, looks to his left, throws for Dotson, and it was almost picked off. It's incomplete. Marquise Tyus jumped the route, had it slip through his hand, and Joel Skipper will come out and try a field goal. Oh, if Tyus could have gotten his hands completely around that football. As it is, they'll hold the Lakers to a 35-yard field goal try. Skipper has already hit on 1 today, right at the end of the first half. It was good for 47 yards. This one, they'll run a fake. They throw it. No, it's incomplete. They threw a pass to Skipper, the kicker, from Matt Williams, the holder, and he threw it at his feet. Why on earth would you run a fake field goal with a 10-point lead on the road in a game that you are by no means in control of? The Panthers will take it on a turnover on downs by Grand Valley State, who just outfunked themselves.
Panthers in a perfect position right here to put together another long drive, try to get in the end zone. I just keep thinking back to the end of that first half when Grand Valley scored 10 points in the last 16 seconds of the game. And here the Panthers are with 12:23 left in this contest, down 24-14. Need to put together a nice scoring drive here.
Well, they have scored 2 touchdowns in the third quarter, both on Corey Contini touchdown pass receptions. And now the Panthers will have it first down and 10. A little bit of a delay here after everybody gets reset after the change of possession. First and 10 Panthers to our right from the 18-yard line. And Grant Russell, out of the shotgun, will take the snap. Quick throw to the right, caught Dar Stanford. Tippy toes out of bounds near the 25-yard line. They'll bring it back to the 24. A gain of 6 for Dar Stanford, who just made his 6th catch of the day. Redshirt sophomore out of Zanesville. He and his former high school teammate, JT McFarland, both coming to Sunbury Road here at Ohio Dominican. McFarland has been missed all season after a foot injury in camp, and he was expected to be one of the main targets this year for Grant Russell. And as it is, we're watching Corey Contini and Dar Stanford grow up before our very eyes, and players like David Turner and Marquise Tyus getting some extended playing time. Second down and 4 now for the Panthers. It'll be Justin Davis on a stutter step to the right, but no room this time, and now a late flag is going to come in, and this is going to back the Panthers up 10 yards too.
Personal foul, face mask, 7, defense, 15-yard penalty, first down.
Like I said, that'll be a 15-yard penalty against Grand Valley and give ODU a first down. David Talley, linebacker, is going to get charged for that face masking penalty, and now you've got to take advantage of plays like that. It was going to be third down and 5, and now you get 15 free ones. It's first down at the 39-yard line with still just under 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the Panthers trailing by 10. Two receivers left for Russell. Justin Davis lines up to his right, and Grant to throw. Steps up, look out for behind, throws late for Aaron Stevens, and it was almost intercepted by Goldman. And there's a late flag down, and we're going to get 15 more against Grand Valley. This is going to be a late hit on the quarterback.
passer. Personal foul, roughing the passer for defense. 15-yard penalty, first down.
And that's Alton Fox. 33 yards here for ODU. Well, you heard me say look out
on penalties.
Because I didn't know Grant knew that Alton Voss was ready to take his head off. So the Panthers have the football now at the Grand Valley 46-yard line, down 24-14 with 11:37 to play in the fourth quarter.
The ninth penalty of the day on the Lakers, and they're just under five per game. So.
Now it's Justin Davis sweeping right with some room, 40 to the Grand Valley 36, maybe to the 35. It's going to be 10 yards and a first down for Justin Davis. And at some point, Grand Valley, now of course they've hurt themselves here on penalties.
Right.
But at some point, I feel like they're giving the Panthers some things that they're taking. When are they going to take those things away?
Yeah, they're kind of playing in that prevent defense, it seems like, trying to keep everything in front of them, and the Panthers are taking everything they can get out of it.
First and 10 at the 36-yard line. Russell will take the shotgun snap. Fake pump, looking downfield, oh no, and that's going to be intercepted at the 10-yard line. Return to the 15, out to the 20, and down at the 21-yard line, Jalen Harden's first interception of the year for Grand Valley State, and a ball that was thrown in a little bit of traffic. David Turner was the intended receiver, and based on the reaction on the sideline, I think he may have just not run the correct route.
Right.
And that turnover will give the football back to Grand Valley State at the 21-yard line. And turnover number four today for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think there was a missed route on that play. Grant was under pressure and needed to get rid of it, and the receiver wasn't where he needed to be.
So the Lakers get a takeaway. They have the football back, and Williams back to the air, and Matt Williams makes the catch at the 27-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of six on first down in the first second half catch for Matt Williams. So second down and four coming up. Marty Carter will be in the backfield here behind quarterback Bart Williams. Tight end comes in motion, that sender to the near side, and on second down, it's Carter straight through the middle, and he's going to be very close to the first down. He got the nose of the football over the 30. It'll be third down and a yard coming up now for Grand Valley State.
I would imagine we'll get a heavy dose of Marty Carter and or Terrell Dorsey here. With 10 minutes and 13 seconds left in this game, I imagine the Lakers are going to try to run as much clock as they can.
Huh. Never mind. They just gave him a first down. I don't understand spots sometimes. I mean, I know that the spots are always a little bit further than we tend to think that they are, but well, I thought they were stopped well short of the first down. So it's first and 10 for the Lakers. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the left. And Williams on first down, play action pass, will step up. Hunter's got it from behind and sacked him back at the 23-yard line. Another flag came in from the head referee. It's going to be holding against Grand Valley State. I would imagine the Panthers would decline that penalty. It's going to be a sack and a loss of about 7 or 8 yards. And would make it second down. And in a game in which you need the ball back, downs are important.
Holding, 63, offense, holds decline, second down.
So the sack for Brian Hunter, and the ball will come all the way back to the 24-yard line, and for Hunter, that is his first full sack of the season.
He's having a heck of a game out there from his defensive end position.
Williams on second down, sweeps it left with Carter, and Marty this time runs right into Demetrius Farmer, who stopped him for a gain of two. And it'll be third and 15 coming up. Why are the Lakers passing so much, by the way? Just throwing it out there. Why are they throwing on fourth down with their wide receiver to their kicker? I mean, they're keeping the Panthers in this game, right?
Right.
Okay. Just double checking. Third and 15. Now they got to throw, you would think. They want to keep possession here. Clock closing in on 9 minutes to go in the game.
I'm thinking Matt Williams here on the near side.
That's a good idea. So They'll need to get to the 41. Panthers are coming from all angles. Williams arcs it down the left side for Dotson, and he overshot him at the Panther 35-yard line. Tyus was trailing on the play, but the Panthers just dialed up, and they just brought guys from all over the place, forcing Williams to throw it quickly. The incomplete pass stops the clock with 8:58 to play in the fourth. And ODU should get the ball back with decent field position here, trailing by 10.
And the big thing about that series, Todd, was only about a minute and 15 came off the clock there, so just under 9 minutes left in this game gives the Panthers plenty of time.
Madden averaging 41 yards per kick. He will rugby style it and gets it downfield. Penalty markers are down. Good bounce again. Boy, they just kick low line drives away from the guy and let it roll. That's a smart play. And they'll down it at the 23. I've got an inkling that the Panthers were probably offside here, but Grand Valley would decline that penalty and take the big kick. And I see already from the Grand Valley sideline they will decline it. So it'll be Panther football back near the 24.
Offside, six, defense, that is defined.
Sends
ball, first down.
All right, so ODU will have it trailing by 10, 8:46 to go. They got to get points now. They've continually moved the ball here in this second half, but again, somehow, some way, there's got to be a big play involved, a big chunk of yards, because 5 and 10 yards down the field is nice, but you're, at that point, you're going to start to run out of time.
Panthers have tallied 344 yards on offense today against a defense that's only allowing an average of 260 per game, so they've done a really nice job moving the ball and getting yards. They just need to get big chunks of yards right now, as you said, and get into the end zone.
Just short of 200 yards for ODU in the second half. First and 10 from the 24. Russell with the wind picking up. He is going to have to scramble. Throws to Stevens. Caught it 34. He got hit hard right there, but it is going to be a first down. Again, that's forward progress, because there's no way Aaron Stevens got anywhere near the 35-yard line, and that's where they're going to put the football, and it's a first down, ODU.
And we'll take it.
Yep. So first down and 10, 8:30 to play, fourth quarter. 24-14, Grand Valley State. First time the Lakers have had to play a four-quarter football game this year. Grant will take it, and he'll hand it to Colson, but nowhere to go. Got to the outside, and he's collared down. It's a 35-yard line for no gain. So it'll bring up a second down and 10 for Ohio Dominican. Now Thais Chapman will check into the lineup as Colson will come out. EJ's been given his share of carries today. That is 13 carries, but against this vaunted defense, not much going. Second down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Stevens and Stanford right, Turner and Contini over here to the near side. Panthers going right to left at a Sunshine Bay Panther field. Russell will take the snap, now throws over the middle to Contini. 40, 45, dives to the 47-yard line. 12 yards, Corey Contini, first down, Ohio Dominican. And they're actually going to spot it at the 48. So first down and 10. And again, with the way that they've dialed up everything in the short passing game here in the second half, Grant has had time.
He's
pretty much kept clean here in the second half. First down and 10 from the 48-yard line. Trailing by 10, Russell takes it. Play action again. Over the middle for Cantini. Oh, look out. He got pummeled as he dropped it at the 37 of Grand Valley. The ball was just beyond his reach. And fortunately, he was able to brace himself for that hit. However, he's coming back to the line of scrimmage, kind of holding that right arm a little gimpy as he got hit in the shoulder.
That's always dangerous when receivers going across the middle like that. And
Colin Schlosser was the linebacker that hit him.
Yeah, Schlosser having a really nice game today. Team's leading tackler.
Second down and 10 from the 48-yard line. Clock stops, 7:23 to play in the fourth. Russell takes it, handoff up the middle. Justin Davis lowers his shoulder. He's into Grand Valley territory at the 49-yard line. After a pickup of 4, it'll be third down and 6. And again, with the way the clock is moving right now, unless the Panthers were to lose a big chunk of yards on this play, it's got to be four down territory. Let me correct myself to say Chapman was the running back that time for ODU, not Justin Davis, because Davis just now checked into the lineup. They'll need the Grand Valley State 42-yard line. Turner over here, Stevens, Contini, and Stanford over there. Third down play for ODU. Grant Russell has it. They rush 5. He's going to try and run forward. Now throws late through the hands of Stevens. It is deflected, and then it's intercepted by Dante Carey. far side of the field, 40-45 and out of bounds. Late penalty marker has come out in the middle of the field. Two more penalty markers, now a third, as there's all kinds of activity on the Grand Valley sideline and bench. And regardless, it's going to be Grand Valley State football. Grant tried to make a play late, threw high. It went off of Stevens' hands, then off of defender's hands, and right into the breadbasket of Dante Carey. I think all of these penalties, by the way, are going to go against Grand Valley. There were two separate incidences, and I think they're both going to go against the Lakers, but it's not going to take away the football.
I'm not sure if it was Carey or not, but I saw that football get thrown up in the air about 50 feet, and that was, I'm assuming it was Carey, since he had the ball and ran it out of bounds and just threw it up in the air out of celebration. I would imagine there's going to be an unsportsmanlike here.
There was also another marker during the return, all the way back at the 45-yard line of Ohio Dominican, and it was thrown in the area where I saw a Panther laying on the ground all by himself. That's why Kenny gave me the indication of that. So let's get our official explanation.
Grand Valley intercepted the ball. During the return, we have a personal foul, number four, on Grand Valley. After the play, we have a dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 32, on Grand Valley. Smith, we will penalize both those fouls.
So that'll be 30 yards in infractions. That's the second personal foul against Alton Voss. He had a late hit and then the hit on the return. And so they'll mark 30 yards backwards from the 48. So it's going all the way to the 18-yard line, right? And now the second infraction is going to be marked off. I got that within a yard. The 19-yard line.
You know, after I saw that first penalty, Todd, I thought it might be a late hit out of bounds, but the nice explanation there by the official letting us know that both were against Grand Valley.
Again, the Lakers will have it with now 6:33, and the Panthers are running out of time, and they got to get the ball back immediately. First down from their own 19, Grand Valley State, first down and 10. Bart Williams dropped the snap, Panthers have it. Unbelievable. DJ Purdue fell on it. Why is Grand Valley passing the football with a 10-point lead and 6.5 minutes to go? Bart Williams dropped the shotgun snap, dropping back to pass, and ODU has the ball at the 14-yard line.
I don't believe it.
Well, you're only going to be gifted so many times. And with the amount of penalties that have gone against Grand Valley, and now a gifted turnover on the fumble, second loss today by Grand Valley in that department, the Panthers have it first and 10 at the Grand Valley 14, trailing by 10 with 6.5 minutes to go.
Take a shot at the end zone right here.
Turner and Contini are left. Our Stanford is right. Justin Davis will line up to the right of Russell and take the handoff straight through the middle. It'll lean forward for a couple. Down to around the 12-yard line, where it'll be second down and 8 from the 12. Panthers getting the ball in the red zone, where this year they are 9 out of 12 with 8 touchdowns. They have one on the afternoon as well when it comes to red zone scores. Second down and 8 from the 12-yard line. Same formation. Grant Russell out of the shotgun will take it. He looks to the right, back shoulder throw. Stanford caught it. Touchdown, Panthers. Two plays after the Grand Valley State turnover. The Panthers are in the end zone and still 5:52 to go. Point after coming up. Justin Moncheck will come up. Austin Ernst will put it down. Snap was behind Ernst. Great job getting it down. And the point after good. Timeout on the field. New score. 5:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Grand Valley State 24, Ohio Dominican 21. Let's just hold on for 1 second. Well, I think we're good. We'll take the break. We'll be back after this on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Fred Ford back here at the studio after the ODU Panthers get the turnover. This happens.
Grant Russell out of the shotgun will take it. He looks to the right, back shoulder throw. Stanford caught it. Touchdown, Panthers.
Panthers keeping it close now, and Grand Valley State might lose this one. I'm being hopeful, guys. What do you think?
Well, we're always hopeful. Panthers are trailing now 24-21 on the touchdown pass by Grant Russell, his third of the day.
After that huge turnover there deep in Grand Valley territory, Stanford with the 13-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell on the second play of that drive. Justin Bonchek's point after was good, and only two plays in 14 yards and 38 seconds. The Panthers pull within three with 5:52 left to go in this game. And we're at a pause right now because we have an injured Panther down on the field after that extra point.
I have no indication who it is.
No, I can't tell either.
All of the Panthers training staff and team doctor are out there. And I thought there was also a flag down, but maybe that I was wrong about that. It was one of the offensive linemen, and it was Aaron Stevens. No, I take that back. Wyatt McLeod, Richard's sophomore. And he'll jog off the field under his own power. Boy, that is very good. That had that scary look to it.
Right. Just kind of holding that right arm to his side. So it looks like it could be some sort of shoulder or arm injury.
And this will give the Panther faithful a chance to hoot and holler. Grant Russell now 24 out of 36 for 269 yards and three touchdowns, three interceptions. Panthers have two takeaways today, and that last one was inexplicable. Mark Williams just dropped the shotgun snap, and the Panthers take advantage of it with a score, and they're within three with 5:52 to go in the game as the number two-ranked team is on the rope. And it's just another typical ODU Grand Valley game. Lumpkin from the four this time. Cuts up field to the 15-20. He's got the near side, 35-40. Bonchek will bang him out of bounds. Everything was set up left.
Yeah.
Lumpkin kind of looked to his right and went, why is there nobody over here? I'll run there. And another good return by Lumpkin gives Grand Valley State good field position. All kinds of momentum and energy coming from this sideline right now. And the Panther defense at the very least, you can give up three here and you're still within seven.
Yep.
Just can't give up a big play here on defense now. Mark Williams, 18 of 30 for 262, but a bulk of that was in the first half. He's only four completions out of eight tries here in the second half. First and 10 Lakers from the 45-yard line as somebody from Grand Valley State moves.
Grand Valley, that's their 12th penalty on the day. 100 yards. Coming in just under five penalties per game, 45 yards, and they're just shooting themselves in the foot this afternoon, and the Panthers are capitalizing.
The 12 penalties?
12.
They had 19 in four games coming in. First and 15. Williams, pressure by Thompson. Thompson makes a catch at the 40, and he drops at the 42-yard line. Gain of two, and Ross Thompson was one step away from sacking Mark Williams. Second down and 13. Coming up for Grand Valley State.
Grand Valley taking their time there on offense as this clock keeps on ticking.
Terrell Dorsey is the running back. Three receivers to the right for Bart Williams on second and 13. Williams takes a head high snap, looks to his right, surveys for a deep one downfield into double coverage, and it is incomplete. First, or I beg your pardon, Brandon Bean had a chance at it. O.J. Jackson and Gus Zimmerling broke it up. It'll be third and 13, and it's deafening on Sunbury Road.
Ooh, I thought he was going to pull that down for some reason. He had two hands on it, brought it down, and just was unable to hold on with double coverage, and a huge third down right now. Grand Valley still has only converted on one third down this afternoon, and the Panthers need to get the biggest stop of the day right now.
Grand Valley needs the ODU 45. Panthers are blitzing. Williams is going to throw over the middle. Matt Williams made the catch for a Grand Valley first down at the 43-yard line. When they needed a big play, it was Matt Williams to give it to them. Bart Williams stepped up and made a perfect throw, and that'll silence the sideline from Ohio Dominican.
Matt Williams, his ninth catch on the afternoon after such a huge first half. His only his second catch here in the second half, and it came up huge in a huge position converting on that third down.
From the Ohio Dominican 42-yard line, first and 10, and it is Marty Carter and nothing. He's got one, maybe two, to the 41 and under 40 and a half yard line, and outside of one 36-yard run by Marty Carter, he has not had much going here today. Second down and 9 coming up for Grand Valley State.
We'll not another one of those turnovers.
Keep an eye on the clock. It sits at 4:15 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Panthers have all three of their timeouts. Second down. Two receivers right, one left, ball far side hash mark. Bart Williams takes it. They set up a wide receiver screen. Dots in the catch, tackled immediately. No gain. Third down and 8 coming up. Marquise Caius with the stop. And our head referee is stopping the clock. I don't know why. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
They'll set it to 25 and they'll let it roll. Third down and 9. And I believe Matt Mitchell and Grand Valley State, they're just going to let the clock run down and take a timeout here. So the play clock, which is at 10, will tick down. Grand Valley State will just let it go, and they'll call timeout here. And we will pause as well. Timeout on the field, 3:27 to play here in the fourth quarter. Grand Valley State 24, Ohio Dominican 21 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings, no better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. The GLIAC scoreboard has changed a little bit. Saginaw Valley still down to Michigan Tech in the start of the third quarter, 6-3. Lake Erie is down to Northwood, start of the second half, 27-14. And Ashland is gaining a little bit of ground on Tiffin at the end of the second quarter, 21-10. And Ohio Dominican gaining ground as well. At one point, they were down 24-7. Now they're only down 24-21. Back to Matt and Todd.
Third down and 9 for Grand Valley State. Panthers are blitzing. Williams back at midfield. Panthers were coming from everywhere. Williams back at the 49. Timeout. ODU with 3:13 to play, and they're going to get the football back.
Timeout. Ohio Dominican.
Back on the day for the Panthers. Grand Valley had only allowed 4 sacks on the season, and the Panthers tally up 3 today on Bart Williams.
And did not come at a better time. Well, 4th and 17 for Grand Valley State. Panthers will send Gus Dimmerling back to receive. Dan Madden does their punting. And again, everything he does is low line drive, rugby style kicks that hit and roll. And he's kicking into the wind, so you know that's coming here. If you're Gus Dimmerling, I know you haven't been back there much, but you got to somehow, some way get up on this ball and try and field it so it doesn't take a big roll. Madden is standing inside his own 40. They will snap it from the Panther 49-yard line. I imagine ODU will get nowhere near the punter here. Madden will get rid of it, end over end, straight up the middle of the field. It'll bounce at the 25, roll inside the 20, and be down at the 17-yard line.
Here we go.
24-21, Grand Valley State. They led 17-0 at halftime. And the Panther defense has just been stellar here today. Now, it's up to the offense. Four turnovers today by ODU. They turned it over five times a year ago in a 27-24 loss that, oh, by the way, was very similar to this. Panthers down three, had possession, and driving down the field before Dez Stewart on a pass reception near the 30-yard line had the tackler's helmet hit the ball. It came out. Grand Valley recovered it, and that did it for ODU. The stoppage of play is an injured Laker out at the 40-yard line on that punt return. And if I saw correctly, they're working on about an ankle type thing here. So that's why we have the delay, and everybody gets one opportunity to catch their breath.
Including us.
Yeah, Panthers will have two timeouts. Justin Boncheck is already over here loosening up the leg. Justin, one for one on field goal tries, but I should be one for two on field goal tries. He had one blocked last week at Saginaw Valley. He will have a little bit of a win behind him if the Panthers go the field goal route. But let's hope the Panthers, and it doesn't even come down to an attempted try by Justin Boncheck, they just get the touchdown here and come up with the upset. Every game, with the exception of one in this brief four-game history, has come down to the last possession of the game. Grand Valley State winning 46-41 in a driving rain on the last possession of the game, the first ever meeting. Panthers hit a 90-yard touchdown pass play late and then held out Grand Valley from the end zone to win up there. And then last year's game came down to the last drive. And on first down and 10, Grant Russell will throw to the right for Aaron Stevens. Caught it at the 22. That'll be a gain of 6 as he was hit immediately and dropped out at the 23. Gain of 6, second down and 4 for ODU. 2:50 and counting.
Todd, the one game that wasn't close was an ODU 57-14 win over Grand Valley 3 years ago.
For second down and 4 coming up, Russell throws to the right for Stevens, and it's incomplete. Carey got his hand on it and knocked it down. It'll be 3rd and 4.
At the time, Grand Valley was ranked number 9 in the country. So a huge upset that afternoon, and the Panthers are hoping to stir up some of those echoes and do the same this afternoon, as Grand Valley's ranked number 2 in the country, ahead by only 3 right now with 2:36 left to go.
Third down and 4. Two plays to get 4 yards for ODU with 2:35 to play here in the fourth. Lakers are all at the line of scrimmage. Grant Russell will take the snap. Quick throw right. Caught. First down. Dar Stanford out at the 29-yard line, and they'll move the chain. This is the highest-ranked opponent that ODU has played since the middle of the 2007 season when they beat St. Xavier on the road. It was just a week before that they upset number 2 St. Francis, who had a 56-game regular season win streak back in 2007. The Lakers come in today ranked number 2 in the country, and on first and 10 from the 29, Russell will elude some pressure to the far sideline, and he'll tippy-toe out of bounds at the 32-yard line of Grand Valley, picking up 3 and stopping the clock with 2:10 to play here in the fourth quarter. Panthers trail 24-21. Best thing that happened there, well, I take that back. Clock's not inside 2 minutes, so the clock will roll here. Second down and 8. Play just now coming in. Panthers with 2 timeouts. Again, how can they come up with a big chunk of yards? Because now they need it. From the 31-yard line, second down. Grand Valley going to bring 4. Russell, after the count, will take it. Quick throw. Stanford bobbled it incomplete at the 38. And it'll bring up third down. Dar a little slow in getting up. He's assisted there by Colin Schlosser, the linebacker that hit him. And now two plays to pick up 8 yards for ODU with 1:46 to play in the game. Now Corey Contini has been a money receiver today. He will be lined up over on the far side. David Turner, Star Stanford are out there. They will line up tight to the line of scrimmage on the left. Aaron Stevens is over there too. Panthers will need the 39 for a first. Lakers are coming. Russell throws to the right for Contini. Caught it. First down at the 36-yard line. Penalty marker is down, and I think we're going to get holding against ODU. Let's see. Well, I don't know what the call is, but I think it is. It is. It's coming back. Lakers were blitzed and somebody held somebody, and that first down play is coming back, and it'll end up being third and about 18 coming up. And for all of the key penalties that have gone against Grand Valley today, one's going against ODU here.
Hold it. Two. Offense. 10-yard penalty. Second down.
Justin Davis in there trying to help block. Gets called for the hold. The official corrected himself. It will be third down. So they will mark the ball off here. And so now 1:41 to go, and the Panthers will have two plays to pick up 18 yards. Boy, what a catch by Contini.
Do it again.
That was a pretty good throw, too.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the Lakers, do you dial up pressure here, or do you sit back and keep everything in front of you? They have four on the line of scrimmage. Everybody else is playing back. Third and 18. Grant Russell takes the snap. Shuffles his feet, throws, caught, first down, deeper, 45-yard line. Holy cow, what a catch by Dar Stanford, and an unbelievable throw by Grant Russell. I mean, that just floated right over
yeah.
the top of everybody.
Grand Valley only had four up on the line, and I think all four of them were right in Grant Russell's face, and showing that poise out there and that maturity, he was able to get the ball off way downfield, and now the officials are conferring about something.
Yeah, I did not see a flag anywhere.
Neither did I.
And I see nobody from either side kind of giving any kind of indication. They've already moved the chains saying it's a first down. And here comes our explanation.
We have a first down. We're hitting clock operator for 1:27 on the clock. 1:27. We are going to go on my whistle.
It would appear to me that the clock never started because it was at 1:41. So that would probably figure it took about 14
yeah.
seconds to run that play. So they will take 14 seconds off the clock. So 1:27 will be left. The Panthers will have it at the 45-yard line. They're trying to get the clock reset, and they've set it to 25 minutes. I would take 25 more minutes of football.
Yeah.
I don't think Grand Valley would. All right, first down, Panthers. Now you're thinking about where do you need to get for Justin Bonchek's field goal range. He will have a strong wind behind him. That will help. You figure at the very least you got to get it to the 25-yard line just to give him a realistic shot. That would be 42 yards. First and 10 Panthers from their own 45. Grant Russell on a quarterback keeper up the middle to the Grand Valley 48-yard line. That'll be a run of seven. Now you got to get up to the line of scrimmage and you got to get the football snap. 1:15 to play in the fourth quarter. Panthers trail by three. Second down from the Grand Valley State 48-yard line. Russell takes the snap, looks to his right, thrown, and caught. Dar Stanford first down inbound at the 43. Clock will stop until they move the chains with 61 seconds to play. And now, again, if you're thinking if you got to get it to the 25, you're now, what, 17 yards further downfield. First down and 10, Panthers. Clock winding. Football at the Grand Valley 43-yard line. Four coming for Grand Valley. Russell will step up. Real estate front. 40, 35, slides down at the 32-yard line. Real close to a first down, and it will be. Clock stop, 44 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Great play by Grant Russell. Clock will now start. Russell on first down and 10, and the timeout will be used by Grand Valley State. Listen to this ovation. 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. And the Panthers down 17-0 at halftime. Now trail by three and have the football at the Lakers 32. Doing all right? I haven't said anything in a while.
Speechless. I just keep thinking back to that game 3 years ago when Grand Valley was ranked number 9 in the country, came down here, and Ohio Dominican put the whooping on them. And this team right now, we keep talking about the identity and what this team is all about. And boy, would a win right here solidify what this team is really all about. And I think that they would really understand what their identity is after that. But got a little bit of work to do right now. First and 10 at the Grand Valley 35 with 39 seconds left. And Ohio Dominican has all three timeouts.
I think they have just kept two. They used the one on defense last
possession. Right. Yep.
If you're Grant Russell, you've got to play smart football right now. Do not force something that isn't there. First down from the Lakers 32-yard line. Panthers down 3, 39 seconds to go. Russell takes it over the middle. Stevens, 25, ahead to the 20-yard line. First down, Panthers. It'll stop the clock with 32 seconds to go. And now you are certainly within realistic field goal range for Justin Bonchek, if so desired. Panthers are at the line, ready to snap it. Russell takes it. He will keep it up the middle. 15-yard line and down right there. Timeout Panthers. 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And Ohio Dominican's got the football at the 15-yard line. It'll be second down and 4 coming up for ODU, who will have one timeout remaining. There is nobody more nervous in Panther Stadium right now than number 39, Justin Bonchek, who this year had the undaunting task of taking over for one of the best kickers in all of NCAA Division II football a season ago. He's never had to make or attempt a money kick.
I don't know, Todd. I'm pretty darn nervous myself.
And if it comes down to the right foot of Justin Bonchek, can the Panthers tie it up?
I say we just go out here and score a touchdown.
I agree with you. But it'll be second down and 4 for ODU. 24 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Star Stanford, Corey Contini are left. Aaron Stevens and David Turner are right. Justin Davis will be in the backfield. Grand Valley was going to try and run that play with 12 on the field, so they decided to run a guy off. Now the officials are huddling again over on the far side just to add a little bit more dramatics to what we've got going on here. It'll be second and 4 for the Panthers. The football is at the 16-yard line on the near side hash mark. Again, ODU has one timeout remaining. All right, we're ready to go. Andrew Lorenz and that offensive line will get set. Lakers are all bunched up at the line of scrimmage. Grant Russell will take the second down and 4 snap. He will look to his left. Throw caught. No. Dropped at the 10-yard line by Dar Sanford. He was trying to catch it and run straight out of bounds. And it'll now be second down. And, or I beg your pardon, it'll be third down and about 4 from the 16-yard line. 21 seconds to go. That would have obviously given them a first and goal. Turner and Stevens right. Stanford and Contini are left. Justin Davis in the backfield. Ball left side hash mark on third down. Grant takes it, again throws left into traffic, and it's intercepted at the 5-yard line. Devin McKissick read the play, went up into the air and intercepted it, and the Grand Valley State Lakers will escape with a victory. 17 seconds to go.
Oh, man.
Panthers lost by 3 a year ago with 5 turnovers. They will lose again by 3 this year with 5 turnovers.
Maybe Bart Williams will fumble another snap.
Williams this time will move in under center, and the Lakers at the 5-yard line will line up in the victory formation. He will take the snap, and the teams will line up as Grand Valley State will win by a final score of 24-21, as Matt Mitchell is already all the way to this side of the field to shake hands with Kelly Cummings. That is one heck of a football game here today. Final score, Grand Valley 24, Ohio Dominican 21. We'll have comments from down on the field, but first our postgame starts with Brent Ford in the studio.
All right, thanks, Todd. And so Ohio Dominican came close to that one, unable to get it there in the end, throwing that interception. Ohio Dominican will take the loss here, and Grand Valley escapes with the win. We will have more of the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show after this on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000. Or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Brent Ford back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. Ohio Dominican will take the loss here today. And so with continued coverage, let's go out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. Grand Valley wins today by a final score of 24-21. And we go down to the sidelines now with Matt Natale and head coach Kelly Cummings.
Coach, we knew coming in that there's always this is always a classic when ODU and Grand Valley tangle, and today was no different. Right there on the brink of it at the end, what's the team's mood right now like?
They're upset. They lost. I mean, it's a game that we could have won. They competed for. I thought we competed for it really hard, and just didn't fall away.
as far as the team goes, this is by far, I think, the best performance of the season on both sides of the ball. We put aside Finley and last week up at Saginaw Valley. But up against the number two team in the country, what can you say about how this team performed today?
I was proud of them for fighting, but I'll tell you this, they always play like this at home. And that's the great thing about playing at home. And everybody in the GLIAC knows it. You come into, Panther Stadium here, you're going to get a fight, and that's what our kids are going to do. And like I said, I'm proud of them of doing that and playing hard, playing their guts out. And, I hurt for them, too.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and we'll see you next week up at Lake Erie.
All right, thanks. Thanks.
Panthers fall today by a final score of 24-21. Matt, I'll go ahead and run through some final numbers, and then I'll get a final comment from you on this afternoon. The total offense today for Ohio Dominican, this is unbelievable. They ran 27 more plays today than Grand Valley State. 89 plays, 464 yards of total offense today for Ohio Dominican. Grant Russell on the day, 29 of 45 for 321 yards passing. He threw three touchdowns, unfortunately, through four interceptions today. Receiving, Corey Contini, 10 catches for 150 yards and two touchdowns. Star Stanford had 10 catches for 81 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Stevens had four catches for 38. David Turner had three catches for 29. Panthers today had 44 rushing attempts for 143 yards. Justin Davis had 12 rushes for 44. Grant Russell had 15 for 36. E.J. Colton, 13 for 26. Isaiah Chapman had 3 for 19. For Grand Valley State today, 62 plays, 353 yards of total offense. Through the air today, Bart Williams was 21 out of 34 for 280 yards on the day. He threw one touchdown, no interceptions. Matt Williams, 9 catches, 172 yards and a score. Nick Dotson, 8 catches for 59 yards. Hurston Smith, 2 for 19, and Terrell Dorsey had a catch for 17. On the ground, this rushing attack that was averaging over 300 yards a game on the ground, 27 carries, 73 yards. Almost half of that came on one rush. Marty Carter had 16 carries for 82 yards and two scores and a long of 36. Terrell Dorsey, 5 carries for 15 yards on the day. Time of possession, all ODU, 35-41 to 24-12. Penalties were big in this one, and they certainly kept ODU in it. 12 penalties, 125 yards for Grand Valley. 9 penalties, 66 yards for ODU. Panthers came in 44% on third down. Today they were 9 out of 18. Grand Valley came in the second best team in the country on third down. They were 67%. Today they were just 2 for 11. Both teams were 1 for 2 on fourth downs today. And the Panthers out first down Grand Valley today 32-18. Yet, Matt, when you look up at the scoreboard, it says 24-21 Grand Valley State. And any time, again, as we said in the Michigan Tech game and the game here today, when it's a tight game that's decided at the very end, you can look at one or two plays throughout that perhaps made the difference. You can look at the last 16 seconds of the second quarter today. You can look at a couple of drop balls in some situations, balls deflecting off receivers' hands that ended up being interceptions. But as it turns out, there's nothing you can do about it. 24-21, Grand Valley State.
The big one for me was the end of that first half in the last 16 seconds. Grand Valley was able to put 10 more points on the board going into the half. It was 7-0, and before we knew it, it was 17-0. I mean, you look at the second half, I mean, we only allowed one touchdown against allowed Grand Valley one touchdown, and the Panthers put up 21. Driving there at the end, and we were threatening. We're in field goal range on third down, and unfortunately, Grant throws an interception to seal the deal there for the Lakers. And, this one stings real bad.
The Lakers had 112 yards of total offense in the second half of this game, gave the Panthers an opportunity with a turnover. They capitalized to get the touchdown. And let's go back to that second quarter, Matt, because the Panthers had run the fake punt. They had gotten the ball inside Grand Valley State territory. And then the next thing you know, four plays later, they turn it over on downs. Grand Valley zips right down the field, on 8 plays, 78 yards in a minute and 5 seconds to score with 16 seconds. Then the fumble giving the Grand Valley the football and the three-pointer at the very end of the half could have been the difference in the game here today, 24-21.
Yeah, when you're playing good teams like Grand Valley, the number two team in the country, you have to come out and play your best game. And the Panthers certainly played very well, but it's those turnovers. Those turnovers were the difference in this game. I mean, credit the defense. We got some turnovers of our own, but you know, those turnovers there was really the difference for the Panthers and the reason why we are on the wrong side of the scoreboard this afternoon.
All right, partner, good job. We'll see you in Painesville next. We now see Buffalo Wild Wings first on Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
All right, final score today, Grand Valley State 24, Ohio Dominican 21. We'll remind you to visit OhioDominicanPanthers.com, the athletic official website, for the complete game recap, box score, and everything that you need from this one. Next Saturday, Ohio Dominican will kick it off at 7 o'clock against the Lake Erie Storm. Brent Ford will have our pregame starting at 6:30 next Saturday night right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Brent's going to wrap things up with our postgame show coming up in just a few moments. Again, the final score, Grand Valley State 24, Ohio Dominican 21. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell saying so long from Panther Stadium, where it's a great day to be a Panther.